Hello everyone, this is EG Sebastian. I'm your host today, and we have as guest Missy Novak, who is a disc trainer. And who knows what else? What else do you do besides being a disc trainer?
Well, I work for a marketing firm in Greenville, South Carolina, and my title here is development director, which is kind of generic because I do a lot of different things. I work with clients. I lead the client management team here. Provide strategy and insight for our clients, but then I also do a lot of coaching and consulting with our clients and help them with their recruitment and hiring challenges. So I use DISC a lot for those types of things too.
Well, you are one of the lucky coaches because I remember knowing you when you were coaching on your own, and as many coaches out there, the income was not what you expected.
That's right.
And now you got a Now you got an opportunity where you do what you love.
Yes.
And
yes.
You get the money coming with
too.
So
that's right.
I look up to you, and I know many coaches. They say, "Wow, yeah, lucky girl. Good job."
Thank you. Yes, I'm very blessed to have the type of position I have here. The company I work for is just a dynamic team of individuals who just really it's unique because there's so many of us here that actually did own our own businesses before we came to Showcase. And so it's a unique place to work. We've got a lot of entrepreneurial spirit running around here.
and not only that you get to coach and provide this training on the job, but you also provide this training to the clients of your company, isn't it?
Yes, I do. I use DISC as my primary tool for the staff development here at Showcase. We've actually in the works right now creating small plaques for everyone's desks or doorways that say we speak DISC here, and we've given everybody their letter analysis and the bottom line about how they want to be communicated with. So we've taken it as far as doing something like that to help people understand this is the way I receive information, this is the way that I like to be communicated with, and you can expect these things from me based on what my DISC profile is. So it's really really improved communication here at Showcase for us. It's broken down a ton of walls of judgment against people just because they're different. If they communicate in a different way or they behave in a different way. So we've really utilized the tool, not just here between all of us as staff members and how we work together as a team, but also with understanding our clients. We're a marketing firm, so we work a lot with diverse groups of people from many different industries, and so it's helped us to understand our engineering clients, who are usually very high C's, and usually people that go into marketing are very very different, usually high I, high D temperament people, and so that's been really helpful for us to understand how to communicate with those clients better. So those are just a few ways that we've done that.
Well, I heard about companies having DISC Fridays, where everybody puts on a button on their jacket or shirt or blouse, whatever they put on, whether they are DIS or C.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was a great idea, but when you told me about what you implemented at your company,
mm-hmm.
I was in awe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you put it on the desk. Did you say you put it on the door also?
Yes. We have those of us that have offices, we have a nameplate outside of our office, and we have our name, our title, and then it says, "We speak DISC here," and then it says what my profile is and what my main profile is called. So, like my profile is called the persuader. So we joke around that I'm the one who can persuade people to do just about anything. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
No, yeah, that's common that people tease around. I'm inspirational, so they mess around with me with that, and I don't want to get into what
right,
they say.
Right. Yeah.
But no, that's good. If it's in good fun, that's always good. Now, when you say that you on your door, it says the persuader, does it say that you are a DI or
Mm-hmm. Or yes, it says I'm an. Yeah, it says I'm an ID. I'm actually an ID. My I is higher than my D, just slightly, enough to. And then my S is totally at the bottom, and then my C comes back up just a little bit, like a check mark, and on my graph. And so what we do is we show a picture of the graph on our nameplate and what our letters are and what our profile is actually called, and then a couple of bullet points about, you know, how we communicate with me, you know, in a friendly way but be direct, and, you know, this is how I like to receive information. So
can you, I don't know if you know it by heart or if it's not far from you, can you tell me what exactly says there?
I am in another office right now, yeah, so I can't. I'm sorry. I can email them to you later, though.
That sounds good.
Okay.
But that's really amazing. So before somebody comes in, they can see what's your communication style, how you like to receive information, and how you tend to communicate with people.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's the biggest thing that this does for people, because before, in my life, and many of my clients, they say that before they met this, before they got to know this, they were surrounded by lots of difficult people around them.
Mm-hmm.
But after you go through this, then you realize that you are surrounded by different behavioral styles.
Yes, exactly.
And they just communicate differently. They receive information differently. They put priorities on different things.
Right.
And one of the biggest is humor and story.
Oh, yes.
Some of us we love to be humorous, and we love to tell stories,
mm-hmm.
and we think, why isn't everybody like that? You know, life is short, let's have fun. But then for other people, their priority is to do an excellent job, pay attention to detail, and they don't want to spend time, or they don't want to waste time on humor and stories. They want to leave that for after work.
Right.
So it helps tremendously.
That's right.
So this is just great. I mean, I'm really impressed how you implemented this in your company. Would you like to tell us a few words about how you learned about this?
Well, I became interested in coaching first. Primarily, my background was working a lot with nonprofits. I used to work for the American Cancer Society in Michigan for a while, and I did fundraising and staff development for them. And so I naturally, you know, kind of tend to go toward that industry and wanted to do a lot more helpful things in the consulting that I was doing. And I was finding that some of the people that I was working with needed a little bit more than just the consulting side of things. They needed the true life coaching experience. And so I pursued that. Was certified as a life coach, and while I was taking courses for that, I discovered more about temperament assessment and profiling and things like that. And so I learned about DISC in one of my coaching classes. My instructor had said that this was one of the tools that he decided to use with every single one of his clients. He would do a profile with them first before he would even begin coaching with them, because he knew immediately then what their communication style was going to be and what kind of information or advice they would receive according to what their temperament was. So I decided to go ahead and pursue some information about that, did the assessment myself, and realized a ton about myself, and a whole bunch of light bulbs went on for me, and immediately I fell in love with DISC, and I've been pursuing more information about it ever since.
And let me just say this in a parenthesis, that the biggest gift I got from DISC was exactly what you just said,
mm-hmm.
that I learned that it was okay to be. Many of us walk around a lifetime filled with insecurities, and we think that
something's
wrong with us. And when I read my description, I mean, I got goosebumps,
mm-hmm.
because it was describing me to the letter,
mm-hmm.
and I understood that, wow, so I am a certain behavioral style, and it is normal to be like this. I'm not alone. And when I went through this, I was in a training with, about 70 people in the room, and it was about 20 of us I-styles in a corner. We were broken up in four groups, and it was just amazing to be in a group full of people just like me.
Right, exactly.
Bubbly and talkative, and, mm-hmm. and exp- impressive, and it was just amazing. And so I understood that it is okay to be me. So that was the greatest gift. And in the past 5 years, as I present these seminars myself now and workshops, this is one of the things that keeps coming back. Thank you for making me understand me. And youths, I mean, even youths, they get so excited about it that they realize that it's okay to be me, especially
oh,
the sky-high
eyes,
especially the sky-high eyes who think that they are a little crazy
mm-hmm.
because they are too bubbly, too talkative, too humorous.
Right.
And when they go through my training, they realize, oh, no, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm a sky-high eye. It's
right.
okay to be me.
Right.
So that's a great point
right.
there.
Right. I've also, E.G., one thing that I've done too, and I'm sure that you've explored some of this, but in some of the consulting that I've done with clients, recently I just did a DISC training with one of our clients who, you know, he's a printer, a print distributor actually. And one of the things that really I believe was just a huge light bulb that went on for him was I've learned that there's a little bit of a difference in there's three different things that I've discovered. Is first you have, you know, your temperament, which I believe your temperament is your God-given way that you're wired to naturally be, and I think that's what DISC really is your temperament. But then there's your personality. You and I might have the same exact DISC graph, but we express ourselves completely different because of either, you know, where we've been in life, what our experience is, the culture that we grew up in, you know, the country we grew up in, you know, wherever the different outside stimuli that affects your personality as it takes its shape. There'll be different variables in people's personalities based on how they grew up and what experiences they've had. But then that third part of a person, I think, is character, because I know I've had a lot of people who've gone through and done, you know, DISC and their DISC assessment comes back and their title is they're the perfectionist. And they're hurt by that because they feel upset that they're coming across as critical or cold or always poking holes in your ideas and those types of things, and it was upsetting to them, and I kept telling them, but this is your temperament, this is how you're naturally wired to be, but this doesn't indicate what your character is, because your character is what you do when nobody's looking. Your character is how you act and how you treat people, you know, and in a non-judgmental way, even though you might have a natural tendency to see things in a negative way, that doesn't mean that your character can't help to counter-correct some of that natural tendency too. So I try to make sure that I always tell my clients that and to embrace who they are, but I always be willing to work on that character part of things, you know?
Those are great points, and also knowledge is power.
Yes, it is.
But
you're right.
Knowledge is not power. That's bull.
Well,
applying knowledge.
Applying
okay?
it, yes.
So, for example, I had an audience member in one of my training sessions. He was the top manager at the resort, and he was a perfectionist. And he said that he took DISC a couple of years ago for the first, like 10 years ago for the first time, and just becoming aware of his perfectionist tendencies helped him change. So awareness itself can
mm-hmm.
help you see your weak areas
right.
and start working on them.
Right.
And for example, he said that years ago he worked in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
He was a top manager there, the general manager. And when he was coming by, everybody was whispering like, the Bob guy is coming, the Bob
mm-hmm.
guy is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was checking every bulb had to be lit. If a bulb was missing, he was raising hell.
Mm-hmm.
And there could not be dust anywhere, and everything had to be in perfect order. And now he is in his 50s, and he says that he toned it down very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
Many people who know him, they are surprised by how more tolerant he grew. So, yes, awareness
okay.
itself can help adjust some of these let's say weaker areas,
mm-hmm.
like in my
well, and the extremes,
case,
the extremes of
that's
it.
Right, that's
mm-hmm.
right. Because actually, our weaknesses are nothing more than our strengths pushed to an extreme.
Right.
My strength, for example, is I love to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I love to socialize. I'm really good at just walking up to anybody and I can strike a conversation, and if somebody else sees us, they think we know each other for years.
Right.
We just met, you know. But I can take it to extremes, and I can talk way too much, and my humor can get really out of hand, which I did not know before.
But
by being aware of this, I can tone it down. Also, by being so talkative and so humorous all the time, I learned through DISC that many people view me as perhaps not reliable or unserious. So I learned to tone it down, especially in business settings.
Right.
And that way I come across as more trustworthy and more reliable. So we all learn about our weaknesses through DISC, and then we learn to tone it down.
Right.
Awareness is power if you act on it.
That's right. Very good.
So did it benefit you in any way in your personal life?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Understanding myself, and then also over time, as you begin to be around, you know, DISC as much as you can, and you start doing profiles with so many different people, you learn to pick up on things with people. So, you know, personally, if I'm out, you know, shopping, or, you know, I can usually pick up on someone's temperament within the first few minutes of meeting with them. I can usually decide first if they're introvert or extrovert. I can usually narrow it down to two different, you know, temperaments that they're probably high on. Even just with my marriage, my husband and I have really helped us with communication. I'm an ID, and he's a DI, so he functions more out of the task side of things, and I'm definitely more the people oriented. So we butt heads at times, more often than I would like, but it's getting easier. Yeah, it's getting easier because we're learning to embrace each other's differences, as well as try to draw on the strengths that we have. So,
well,
definitely.
You have some great commonalities, but when you have the D as a commonality, that means that you both know what you want and you're going for it.
Exactly. Like, that's right. And being that the D natural-born leader tendency is a little challenging sometimes.
I'm very blessed, I would say, because I'm an DI, an inspirational, and my wife is a SC, a perfectionist. And before I knew about DISC, I honestly thought that she was a little retarded. Don't tell this to anybody that I said this. Everything had to have a place.
Oh, my
Everything.
Goodness.
And when I come in the house, my shoes had to go on the shoe rack.
Uh-huh.
My jacket
go
had
figure.
To go on, and my jacket had to go on the hanger. I couldn't just throw it on the armchair. She was driving me nuts. I wanted to choke her sometimes.
That's funny.
And when I went through DISC, I came home after that first seminar, and I gave her a big hug, and I gave my four-year-old son a big hug, who is also a high C. And I apologized from them that for years I misunderstood them, and I was irritated often, and I raised my voice sometimes because they were driving me nuts.
Yeah.
But one DISC seminar helped me see my family members for who they were.
Yes.
My wife was not wired, and my son was not weird. They were just differently wired.
Right, exactly.
They are different. They have different priorities.
Right.
See life through a different prism.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't put a number on it, but it changed my marriage like 1,000%.
Oh, yes.
And because she's an SC and I'm a DI, we complement each other.
Absolutely.
Now that we learn to see that our differences are actually complementary, now our marriage is much much stronger. And she often comes to my assistant in my seminars, and she learned a lot about this.
Oh yeah, I always tell people that surrounding yourself with people that are wired completely different than you will help you cover your blind spots.
Totally, that's a great point. Covering the blind spots, because you see, being organized for me is not a strength, and for my wife that's a great strength.
Right.
And once I realize that, then I see her as my biggest asset.
Right.
So and people, like, I've been in management all of my life.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, I always hire these happy-go-lucky people.
Mm-hmm.
And I often find myself in trouble because, you know, they forget to fill out invoices, they forget
right.
to, I mean, they messed up reports.
Right.
Until I learned about different personality styles, I mean, we all tend to hire people who we like, and we like people who are like us.
Right.
That's why it's very important to understand different behavioral styles or personality styles. It doesn't matter if it's DISC, it can be Myers-Briggs or
right.
or anything. But understanding different personality styles, it's important for managers especially, because then they will hire a variety of people with a variety of strengths.
Right.
So
right.
those are some great points. Great points. So how did you decide to teach it?
Just kind of fell into it. It was naturally something that I enjoyed doing. It was something that I naturally I kind of have a tendency to be a teacher type person anyway. So once I learned about it myself, I felt like it was important for other people to learn about it. So I've just not anything you know, real formal. I've done seminars and taught now up to 25 people in a group at a time, and I've enjoyed that. It's been a great experience. But yeah, overall, I guess the big reason was just because I learned it so well myself and felt like it was so beneficial that I really felt like it was important to teach other people also. So
wonderful.
I enjoy
wonderful.
It.
Well, you are on this interview today because you are a DISC success story in my
mm-hmm.
mind, the way how you applied it in your new environment. And
right.
So I really look up to you. Do you have any other success stories related to DISC?
Can't really think of anything else right now. I think.
Well, if you remember any, even
okay.
while we talk, let me know, and
okay.
you can also email me because
okay.
I'm putting the finishing touches on my book, and
good.
If you have a good DISC story, it might go in there.
Good. Okay.
Now, you mentioned something a few months ago, which also knocked my socks off.
Mm-hmm.
You said that you are having your clients or potential clients fill out the DISC profile. Is that
yes.
so?
Mm-hmm, I do. Yes, I do. One of the ways that we've really improved the communication with our clients is by having them do a DISC assessment. Once we get, you know, started on our projects together, we bring them through that process of understanding DISC, understanding themselves, so that it really has helped us a lot to, you know, keep projects from derailing, because I think expectations are one of the biggest things. It's just like in marriage, when disappointment comes, it's because of, you know, an expectation that isn't met. And that happens with clients, too. They expect something different, and so we bring them through the DISC process to help them understand how we're going to communicate with them, how they can expect different people that will be their contact people here at Showcase to communicate with them about their various projects that they've, you know, hired us to do for them. And so they'll know what questions to ask us and how to get the information that they need. But then we'll also understand how to communicate with them more effectively so that we don't miss the important things. We know that our S&C clients are going to be the ones who need more details. They're going to need to be brought through a process and a procedure together with exactly how things work, and this is what you can expect from us. And, you know, we give them a list of phases of how their project is going to go. Now, with our Ds and our I clients, we don't do that. We just give them the bottom line. Okay, here, we'll have this done in 30 days. Go away, and we'll bring it to you when it's done. You know, and that's what they want. That's what they expect from us. That's what they want. And so, you know, we've learned to communicate with our clients based on, you know, what their DISC profile shows us, and it's been extremely helpful. You know, with those clients that normally would have had derailed projects along the way, and now we've been able to keep them on track. It's been very good.
That's genius. I love that. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And with my coaching clients, I always start the relationship with doing a DISC assessment. I would never coach anybody without first applying a, I mean,
oh, absolutely.
A DISC
yeah.
Profile. But having a company, using it on their clients. I thought that was brilliant, and I hope that lots of other companies do that too. And you said there's something really, really crucial. You said the word expectations, and that's the truth, that expectations are the mother of all screw-ups. And let me come up with an analogy. I was in Bulgaria a few years ago, and I found myself in a semi-dark train station about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I went to the one of the kiosks, and I asked for when does the train go to Belgrade, and her expectation was that I will speak Bulgarian, right? But I don't know any words in Bulgarian. I used to know ice cream, but I forgot it. Because when I was a kid, I was once in Bulgaria, and I knew how to say ice cream. But I forgot that one, too. And I struggled a little bit with a broken Russian. I know a few words in Russian, and she understood a few words, but we just couldn't understand each other. And I know that in America, often they kind of criticize people that you only speak one language, that European people speak many languages. But actually, we here, too, we speak at least 4 languages. And then when you, and there's the DISC language, the language of DISC, D-I-S-N-C. And what you do with your clients, when you give them a DISC profile and you know that somebody is a C, you will speak the language of C. You will not say, hey, Peter, how is it going today? What's hanging? So how was your weekend, man? And you will not do that with the C style. But if it's an I style client, hey, the I style client might expect that from you.
So you
lay down the ground to speak the language of the client, and that's really amazing. And I can see why you guys are so successful.
Yeah, we really have. I believe that. As much I've been really fortunate to have the opportunity to influence the rest of the client management team here to help them understand the importance of that, because we do have, you know, we've got some clients that we can be that way with, that we can have fun with. When they come in, they want that kind of environment. They want to feel like they're part of our team when they come in. Those high eyes are like that. But then we have our other clients who want to be treated very professionally. They want us to, you know, follow the rules and procedures and the process of things, and they don't want to get involved in any personal things at all within their business relationship with us. And so we've learned to honor. That's right. We've learned to honor and respect that. And so that's how we've learned to treat people the way they want to be treated.
Beautiful, beautiful. What is the name of the company that you work for?
Showcase Marketing.
Showcase Marketing. And I've been watching you grow with that company, and I mean watching the company grow for a few years, and you guys, you are amazing. They are just amazing.
We've in the last year since I've been here, we've doubled in size. We went from 6 full-time staff to 12 full-time staff. And we also launched a new business publication magazine here recently. The first publication hasn't actually come out yet, but it's called Black Box in Business, and it's an upstate South Carolina publication. And we're going to be doing an online platform, an interactive platform website that's going to have, you know, constant think tank advisors, bloggers. On the website, talking about not just the successes of business, but also the failures, getting inside that black box after the plane's gone down to find out what happened and why did that plane crash. And so we're really excited. We're a small firm. We don't have a lot of staff, but we've got some big ideas, and we're real excited about the things that we're doing. So,
well, and big ideas you have. I mean, when you go to, when anybody visits your website, they can't but be in awe of the quality of your website and the quality of the product that you are providing. Now, this forum that you put up, do I remember correctly that people will be able to post articles also there?
On the new business publication website?
Yes.
I believe so, yes. We'll probably have a blog on there where people will be able to, you know, post information, and I'll send you a link when we're finished with our call so that you can take a look at it.
Thank you. And now, is this for mostly for people who live in your area or for anybody?
We're it's pretty much for the upstate of South Carolina, but we've also got some interest from the Midlands area. We have one of our sponsors for the magazine is a bank from Columbia. So we're calling it an upstate South Carolina publication, but I think it's probably going to end up being regional.
Okay. But your services that you provide?
Oh, our services for the marketing side of things we work with clients anywhere, you know, in the United States. We've got clients in Arkansas, you know, all up and down the East Coast. We have clients pretty much everywhere. Mm-hmm.
And many of the listeners are coaches and speakers. What kind of services do you provide that coaches and speakers could utilize?
Well, we do business consulting and business coaching also. So we work very well with leaders that may come in and just need some expertise or advice on how to go to the next level in their coaching business or their consulting business. Our president and CEO here, Jeff Wasserman, is extremely talented when it comes to getting inside someone's head and getting their ideas for going to the next level in their business, helping them with their business plan and solving any conflicts or problems that they have, and really has some great advice and gifting there in that area.
And you guys, you build websites as well,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. We do. Our firm, we basically do everything in-house. We do graphic design, web programming we do in-house. We have a photography studio and a full video production studio. So any of the marketing services that our clients need, we provide for them in-house. We don't outsource any of our work. We do everything in-house, one-stop shopping, and then the only thing that we send out to be done by another company is duplication, so printing and duplication of any video work or multimedia creation we send out for duplication. So that's about
it. That's wonderful. Do I remember correctly that you have some sample websites that you made on your site?
Yes, we do. We have a complete portfolio on our website where you can see the graphic design that we've created, any of the printed materials as well as web design. And we also have a sample of all of our videos on our website now on the portfolio. And that's showcasenow.com is our web address.
Showcasenow.com.
Yep.
And do you still have that silly stuff going on where we can check you out and then when we hover the mouse over you, then you do it
yeah.
to the page?
Yeah, we do. There's a little surprise on our bio pages there. Yeah.
If you put
your mouse over, you can see people move on their pictures. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, move or make a silly face.
Yes.
It's really funny. So visit the website, showcasenow.com.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's worth it even just for that, but to see those silly faces.
Yes, that'd be great.
But really, the websites that you guys design, they're amazing. They're
mm-hmm.
amazing. It's 22nd century. Okay.
Yes,
so,
thank you so much.
I recommend anybody to go and take a look at them.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for taking your time talking to me. This was really, really educational. I've been teaching this for 5 years, but I learned from you a lot.
Oh, thank you, E.D.
So
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Do you have any last words?
I don't think so. I think I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
You too, E.D. Take care.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.